So I would like to thank once again you, my esteemed audience, for going on a journey with me, a journey to an area within our society which has always been seen as untouchable dynamite. Emotions and spiritual life. I would now like to go to emotions which are favorable for developing our Krishna consciousness. We have heard a little while ago about the pulling forces, those emotions which are sometimes leading to us becoming divided selves. Now I would like to speak about favorable emotions, and I want to request you of the delightful 5 minutes of law. I would like to request you to remember our 5 minutes of delightful laughter. This was an exercise through which I wanted to show my audience that emotions can be awakened by acting them out. Prabhupada used to say when a devotee said he did not feel humble, that he should act as if he is humble, and from these activities true humility will arise. I want to remind all of you of the other exercise which you did, where you once had a very proud gesture, and at the other time your hands were going like this and your head was going down and you could feel something. All these exercises were meant to just, correct a very common misunderstanding which we have, that you must be must have humility and so on, and joy in your heart in order to manifest it in actual life. No, you can go the other way around as well. I would now like to turn to the one emotion in Krishna consciousness which has been singled out as the most favorable one to develop Krishna consciousness. It's the emotion of eagerness. Once Srila Baladev Vidyabhushana was requested to give a definition of Krishna consciousness in one word, and he said, thirst. I think the point is clear. Without thirst, I will not enjoy a good glass of water. I will say, I don't require it. So, thirst, in an emotional way, translates as eagerness. I want to have something. Only then you can really make good use of Krishna consciousness. I would like to play for you a tape where Srila Prabhupada speaks about the eagerness. Prabhupada will talk about a shloka of Rupa Goswami which reads like this: Krishna bhakti rasa bhavati mati kriyatam yati koto pilapyate tatra lolyam apimulyam ekalam janma koti sukrite nalapyate. Pure devotional service in Krishna consciousness cannot be had even by pious activity in hundreds and thousands of lives. It can be attained only by paying one rise. That is intense greed to obtain it. If it is available somewhere, one must purchase it without delay. This eagerness means even though you see that there are obstacles in your path to obtain something, even though you see that you may not be qualified to attain the object, still you have an intense feeling of greed, of lolyam, which will jump over all these considerations. There are prayers like this, where Sanatan Goswami says, I'm not from a good birth, I'm not learned, and the processes of devotional service don't even attract me. But still, I have an unquenchable thirst to reach you, my dear Lord. And then he says, this thirst is sometimes giving me pain. So, we will now hear from Srila Prabhupada in his own unimitable way how he defines this eagerness. I want to say to all of you, this is really one of my most favorite lectures of Srila Prabhupada. It's really good and very, very interesting. He will start with a discussion between two gopis, where one gopi says, my dear friend, there is one boy. His name is Govinda. He's standing on the bank of Yamuna near the Keshi Ghat, and he's playing on his flute. And he's so beautiful that especially during full moon night, please do not go there. And the Prabhupada starts to laugh. Don't go there. Have you ever noticed when there is a road and they do road repairs and they encircle one place with a red band, meaning no one can go there? Then even though everyone would not be interested in road things, everyone wants to see what is there, just because it is forbidden. This is the human nature. Now, when we hear the best way to make an advertisement for my book, I would say, my new book is forbidden. Unfortunately, it is not. But then everyone would like to read it. This must have some special points. So this is the logic here. Don't go there. What? I must go there. So he starts like this with eagerness and gets really into this developing the subject of eagerness. Please let us hear.
Eager to see Krishna, the motive may be different. But some or other, due to our eagerness, we will see Krishna. That is the only quality. Another point say, Rupa Goswami says,
now listen carefully.
Krishna bhakti rasabhavitamati kriyatam jadi tutobilambati. This is our this Krishna consciousness, I have taken this from this word, Krishna bhakti rasabhavanamati. This is actual translation in Sanskrit of Krishna bhakti raso bhavanamrita. So, Rupa Goswami advises that Krishna consciousness, if it is possible, please purchase. Don't delay. Krishna bhakti raso bhavanamrita. Kriyatam. Purchase. Krishna bhakti raso bhavanamrita kriyatam. Jadi kutobi. When it is available, it's a very nice thing. Yes, it is available. You can purchase. The moment is going on. What is the price? Price is such a nice thing. You have to pay price. Yes, there is price. What is that? Tattalullam ekamullam. Simply your eagerness.
Simply your eagerness. That's all.
This price you have to pay. Then you get Krishna. Immediately. Krishna is not poor. And the Krishna seller, the Krishna devotee, he is also not poor. He can distribute Krishna free, and he is doing that. Simply you have to purchase by your eagerness. That is what. Tatra laulla. No, eagerness, I have what eagerness. It is not so easy. Tatra laulla mekamullam janma koti sukriti bhima labhati. This eagerness cannot be achieved even by pious activities for millions of births. If you simply go on doing pious activities, because without being pious you cannot approach Krishna. So if you go on doing simply pious and janma koti bhi, sukriti bhi, sukriti means pious, simply pious, still this eagerness is not having. So this eagerness is very important thing. But it can be happened by the association of devotees. Therefore we are giving chance to everyone to invoke that eagerness. Then you see God as well. It is not eagerness. Tattadadhanam munayo. Those who have developed that eagerness, faith, that I must see Krishna in this life. This life is meant for seeing Krishna. It is not meant for becoming dogs and hogs. Unfortunately, the whole civilization is going on. They are being trained to become dogs and hogs. It is the only institution that is teaching people how to see Krishna.
Hare Krishna.
Did someone of you listen attentively? Of course, you all listen. This is not how I want to say. What did Srila Prabhupada say is the means of awakening this eagerness? Yeah, Tattva Vit Prabhu. In the association of devotees, yes. Yes, Tattva Vit Prabhu. This is a very, very important thing. You can learn to awaken this emotion in the association of devotees. Now, I would like to give you an example from Orissa. When a girl is married in Orissa, she leaves the house of her parents to go to the house of her husband, which may be a few villages away from her native village. It's a very moving scene. The parents stand before the house, the mother embraces the daughter, The daughter cries, now she will leave her home village. The father cries, the brother cries. And soon, neighbors arrive in this crying scene. And just by standing next to all the people who cry, they feel emotionally very much infected, and in fact affected, I wanted to say, and they also start to cry until soon the whole village is crying. Last year Gaurahari and myself made also a wonderful experience of emotions being awakened just by association. We were on our way back to where we stayed in Vrindavan, and we came by one of these Krishna Leela groups. So we said, well, we want to present a nice slideshow on this area of Braj. Let us make photos. So we sat amongst the audience, and there was a particular heart-rendering scene. Srimati Radharani was not satisfied with Krishna and sent him away. So Krishna somehow left the stage, and he was very sad. I did not really, I came just there. I did not know the Leela, nor did I speak Hindi. I just saw one actor leaving the stage, and everyone started to cry. And just by being in this the association of these devotees, I felt, well, something is not all right here. And then I looked at the scene and, oh, I understand. There is a little separation going on the stage. And the Brijvasis, you know how much they live in Krishna, Krishna Katha. And then Radharani was not satisfied with this arrangement that Krishna left her. It just called her Krishna back, and Krishna went on the stage. You should have seen what went on then. They were all going, Jeho, Jeho, and wiping their tears. You know, one really intense sadhu next to me with dreadlocks was just wiping the tears and screaming, Jeho, Jeho. And I felt like you know, out of place, because I don't react the same way. But as they were screaming, I felt I also scream, Jeho, Jeho, you know, because it's affecting you, the joy, and so on. So therefore, we always hear that, especially for when it comes to these qualities, which are these emotions, which are so important, eagerness. I want to reach my goal. In this life, I must see Krishna in this life, says Srila Prabhupada. This life is meant for seeing Krishna. If you have such an eagerness, if you can awaken this eagerness for Krishna, your spiritual life will go shoop, very fast. That's a very favorable emotion which can be awakened in the association of devotees. I would like to read to you or give you an example of eagerness for Krishna. It's the example of Gop Kumar. Gop Kumar followed Narada's instructions, which he received in Vaikuntha. The instructions were, if you want to go even further than Vaikuntha, if you want to go to Goloka Vrindavan, you must go to Vrindavan on this earth. Boma Vrindavan, it's called. Boma means earth. So he followed the instruction, and he went to see many places of Sri Krishna's pastimes here in Braj. And you will see now what Gop Kumar did to awaken his eagerness. My dear devotees, this is another powerful tip to awaken your eagerness. In the Nectar of Devotion, Srila Prabhupada describes that any person, even a materialistic person, who goes to the banks of the river Yamuna, he will develop his eagerness. I have one friend in Krishna consciousness whose mother came to kidnap him from Vrindavan. So she stayed for one day, night in Vrindavan to make her kidnapping action the next morning. But then she woke up and was changed. Later she reported to her son, I hate to admit it, son, but I woke up chanting Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So Vrindavan or the holy Dham can help a person awaken his eagerness for Krishna. This is always said in our scriptures, and you might like to read this Nectar of Devotion. It's a beautiful chapter where this power of the Dham is described. So Gop Kumar went to Braj. I went there to see many places of Sri Krishna's pastimes. I sang his names most dear to me. Sri Krishna Gopala Hare Mukunda Govinda He Nanda Kishora Krishna, and so on and so forth. I sing about his pastimes loudly and sweetly, and I focused my mind upon them, and I attained such a state of ecstasy and became so emotional that it embarrasses me even to think of it. How then can I describe this to anyone else? And he describes now his emotions which were awakened in Braj. He said, I spent my days and nights in great distress, always crying in a pitiful voice, not knowing whether the practice I had so long been following would lead me to happiness or cast me into an ocean of distress. He didn't know where he was going. This is called eagerness. Please don't equate this apparent distress with ordinary distress which we experience in this world. This is the distress of love, which is good. Just like in loving emotions, when your lover will chide you, or you are very truthful today, meaning you are very untruthful, you will like such things. In love, things take another quality. So this eagerness is very important for our development in Krishna consciousness. And I wanted to give you these two hints, the association of devotees, and then going to Braj and letting the Dham and the chanting of the holy name in the Dham work on you. Also, of course, there the association of devotees is very wonderful. See, this emotion of eagerness needs to be awakened in your heart. Otherwise, you will not obtain Krishna. There is a verse in the Brihad Bhagavatamrita about this. Wherever one develops an intense desire to achieve the Supreme Lord, there one can obtain him. But the Lord's merely residing in a certain place does not grant one his association. In other words, you may be here in Radhadesh and the Lord may be on the altar as Radha Gopinath. I have noticed Gopinath often has two flutes. Hridai Chaitanya Prabhu, why does Gopinath often have two flutes in Radha? In Radhadesh.
It's quite a recent development from the Pujari. I never asked.
It's a recent development. In the Pujari department, we take it that they are in harmony with Gopinath, there must be some reason. Since quite some time I see he has sometimes two. Maybe he plays two, or maybe it is one time. Sometimes one flute gets stolen, so he has another one. Maybe this is a reason. But see, you may be there in Radhadesh, and you may not even notice that he has two flutes, because there is no eagerness in your heart which connects you with Krishna. Maybe you should look today if he has two flutes or one flute. I will not tell you. It's my trick to let you go, oh, well, I must know this now. I have a purpose. I must see. This eagerness is very, very, very essential and important. The Lord being in one place is not a guarantee that you connect with him, you see him. Otherwise, Sanatana Goswami says, everyone would see the super soul. The super soul is right in your heart. Only if you have eagerness will you see him and hear him as he talks to you. The same holds true for Vrindavan Dham. Who of you has visited Vrindavan? Oh, this is good that you have visited Vrindavan. I mean that so many will now know what I'm talking about. It is true, Vrindavan Dham has a special potency, and so has Mayapur. But Sanatana Goswami says it is fully realized only when devotees have a fervent eagerness to realize their relationship with the Lord. Although in the past the Lord has revealed himself even to people with immature faith, nowadays the Lord does not reveal himself as easily in every holy place. Next time when you go to Vrindavan, you please must first work on your eagerness to develop, to realize or develop your relationship with the Lord. It's very important. Otherwise, you will be wasting your time. You will come on the mental platform in Vrindavan. You will see things materially. There's now ample opportunities. There's even a cinema for those of you who like movies. I heard. I don't know. Maybe it's a rumor, but you can find out. Hare Krishna. Don't find out. My dear devotees, eagerness is an important quality which you must develop. So this was the first favorable emotion. Now I am a little bit looking at my audience. There are there was one devotee who was sleeping. It's you, Prabhu, but I will not talk to you. But to the others, how are you? A little tired, isn't it? After all. I would just like to request you, let us just stretch, because now it will become very intense. Stand up. And stretch. And while you breathe out, lower your arms like this. And when you breathe in, bring them up and out and in. Now apply force, almost as if you're pushing yourself up a wall. And then up and lift weights, 100 kg minimum.
push yourself up, really give it all you have. And up. Please apply more force. You're so weak today. All right. Now we go to the right side. By breathing out. And we stay a little bit. Bring your hip to the left side so that there is a good stretch, which will kill you. Then breathe in. Now go to the left side. Stay there. Bring the hip to the right side until it kills you. Now breathe in. And go here. And go down on your... I mean, do this.
Don't go down on your knees, but...
You know, this. Hare Krishna, thank you very much. This is not part of the seminar. It's a part of the last day, lecturing on the last day. I would now like to bring you to another very powerful emotion in spiritual life. It is humility. As you all know, Srila Prabhupada in his Grihastha life had an pharmacy or apotheca to maintain his family and so on. And he had one friend who later spoke about a memorable meeting with Srila Prabhupada, Dr. Kapoor, who has later brought out a book, The Teachings of Sri Chaitanya, a book which Prabhupada had recommended. This Dr. Kapoor remembers Srila Prabhupada. He was a chemist. He used to sell medicines, and sometimes he would manufacture various original formulas. One of these formulas, which I remember I've seen, it's Day's Pain Limiter. You know, this is some medicine which you take when you have any type of pain and it goes away. Prabhupada had produced this and he was distributing it to the sadhus free of cost. So when they had some pain, they took Prabhupada's pain limiter and then the pain was highly limited. When he developed some tonic, he would offer it to me to sample, means to test it. Once Prabhupada must have been extremely creative. Once he had a tonic for brain concentration, which he suggested I use during my examinations in school. I did so, and it was quite successful. I said, Abeda, brother Abe, I'm happy you gave me this brain tonic, but why don't you give me the tonic that you use yourself? Which tonic is that? He asked. I replied, the tonic that helps you to be such an advanced Vaishnava, to give such wonderful Harikatha and Sankirtan, the tonic of Krishna Prema, which you use secretly. In a humble way, he smiled and said, oh, I'm working on that, but I have not yet been able to procure it. Procure? What does procure mean, please?
Acquire it.
Acquire it.
He was indeed a very deep and sweet Vaishnav even then. But later he said one thing which was an indication of his future plans for service to our Gurudev, means Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur Prabhupada. He said, about that tonic we used to discuss, I have not, so Prabhupada said, about that tonic we used to discuss, I have not yet been able to manufacture the tonic, but I do know the formula. I said, please let me know the formula if it is not a secret. Now a formula comes for developing Krishna Prema and becoming an advanced devotee. Would you also like to know the formula? Happy? Good. Trinadapi sunichena taro api sahishnuna amanina manadena kirtaniya sadahari. It's not a secret. Someday soon I will preach it all over the world. Prabhupada has preached this formula for developing Krishna consciousness. Be more humble than the tree and the than the straw in the street, more tolerant than the tree. Be ready to offer your respects to one and all, and don't expect respect in return. This humility, which is discussed in every second lecture in the Hare Krishna temple, has one very important... So I will not talk about this. There are many much more qualified devotees who have spoken about humility, and I think you understand it. But it has a very important subdivision and an emotion which has to do with humility. And I believe this emotion is something which is very favorable and which we can cultivate in the same way which we have said earlier, by doing it. This emotion is really something which breaks down the walls of ego which we often have around us. It's a very powerful emotion, and sometimes it's not dealt with properly. It is called regret. Do you all know what the English word regret implies? You understand? Who does not understand regret? Three devotees don't understand regret. It means to be sorry. Or, Tadvavit Prabhu, can you help me a little? Regret, some English words which describe regret. Remorse, also. It's a kind of atonement, even. It means to be sorry, and it's a strong thing. And here is a very nice description about where Prabhupada talks about this regret in material terms and in spiritual terms. It comes up when King Puranjana has gone on a hunting expedition, and his wife finds out and feels, this is very bad of my husband to brutally slaughter people, not just people, animals, and to leave me for such a long time. And she goes into what was there in ancient palaces, the chamber of anger. And she would scream. You know, really being angry, letting it all out. That was a way of psychotherapy for the queens. They would put their ornaments down so that they wouldn't be destroyed, and then they would just scream. Need coffee, you rascal. They would call their husbands' names, and they would really go into the Kshatriya ladies. They have quite some temperament. And they would they would really go into it. And so the king came back and heard, my queen is in the chamber of anger. As we say in German, Dickeluft. Thick air. So here comes the verse and the purport. The king very much regretted his reaction. Regret. Oh no, I'm sorry. Well, I did something wrong. The king very much regretted having left his queen and having gone to the forest to execute sinful activities. It's actually from the Srila Prabhupada's purport. When a person regrets his sinful activities, the abandoning of Krishna consciousness and good intelligence, his path of deliverance from the path of material clutches is opened. You should actually, you know, we regret so many things. Oh, I said the wrong thing and now I have trouble with this person. We regret even smaller things, like we may eat too much in the evening, and when it's time that we wake up in the morning, then we just feel so heavy in our stomach and in our mind that we just can't. That we kill our alarm clock, but we can't come out of our slumber of tamagun. Regret. Huh? And afterwards we feel, oh, why was I so in tamagun? I couldn't see the deities in the morning. And it's so nice to see the deities first thing in the morning. Then you know your life, your day is successful, and so on. So a devotee should regret his sinful activities, his foolishness which he did, especially the abandoning of Krishna consciousness and good intelligence. The scriptures tell us in strong words, why have you done this mistake? Dinadayal, why have you come to the material world? Why? This is very, very abnormal and a very perverse decision. Why have you done this? Are you not ashamed? This is how the scriptures should feel and say. And I hope you will not hate me now for this, to single you out. I mean, we should really feel that Sachinandan Swami, is everything all right with you? You have come to this material world and you feel quite well. Is your intellect functioning properly? You know, we should have this type of regret. When a person loses his Krishna consciousness and loses interest in self-realization, he must engage in sinful activities. When you lose your Krishna consciousness, you have no choice. Sin will come over you. Naturally, one who comes to Krishna consciousness regrets his previous sinful activities in the human form. Only by this process can one be delivered from the clutches of nescience or ignorance in materialistic life. If you don't regret, you cannot be delivered. This is the only way. Prabhu, we have hit upon something which seems to be essential. Only by this process of regretting your mistakes can you be delivered. There is a statement in the Bhagavatam which I remember very clearly, but I didn't have time to find it. The statement says, the way to become free from karma is regret. See, the karmic reaction which you get by the laws of nature are only meant to show you your mistake. They are means of correcting you. Do you follow? Now, when you regret it, I did this wrong thing, I'm very sorry. No need for this lesson. You have passed the test. Regret is so important. There are many Christian practices which in my way, in my understanding, have sometimes a little gone out of hand, but which were applied in previous times. One devotee from Serbia told me he was once in a movie called The Passion of Jesus Christ. You might have heard about this movie. It's a religiously minded movie, and it shows, according to the devotee, it shows the last days of Jesus Christ and how he was really tortured with Hollywood trick TV, you know. He told me there's one piece where they just put him and wipe him with iron chains, and then they rip a piece of a flesh off his back. You know, it's really something where a lot of tomato ketchup was used to put it on. But it's so realistic, he said, that you can't see the trick. You just feel so compassionate for this Jesus. And he told me that he was after the film showing, there were three priests who got up in the midst of the cinema theater and said, although Jesus suffered so much for my sins, I as a priest have wronged him. I have not shown to be a worthy follower. I have also drinking sometimes here something, and I have done something else which is not all right, and so bad. And they were wiping themselves, and they were regretting this. You can imagine if they go to such extent, I can imagine that at least for a few days after this, they will not do it. So, my dear devotees, I would request all of you to think a little bit. Krishna is so merciful. You have been given such a chance. Srila Prabhupada has been so merciful. Are you absolutely satisfied by your response? Are you absolutely thinking you have given your best? Could you give a little better? But regret should be more applied, really, to what we did before. Sometimes devotees come together and discuss about their previous life. I was a very good musician. I was a very good rich man's son, and so on. This is not so good. This is not required in spiritual life. So, I want to now look at the wristwatch. Yes, we will have time for questions now, but let us go at the wristwatch. So, how much more do we have? Up to 11:05, isn't it? If it's 15 minutes earlier, or tell me. 10 more minutes. Our Mataji has a question. What a wonderful question you have asked, Mataji. our Mataji's question is, what should be the activities which help you to develop this feeling of regret? The first thing really is to become aware of what is there to be regretted. For instance, I will not now go into my deepest confession, but I must confess to you something which I feel very sorry for, is I have been envious sometimes of the preaching successes of God brothers, and I felt what miserable person I am. I really, when I became aware of this, that I would like to have the successes, and when someone else has made the successes, I feel very, I feel envious. At first I feel dissatisfied, and then when I go and analyze why is that dissatisfaction, it's due to envy. And this has really, I have regretted a lot about this. Another thing, I think it helps you, what I mean with this, to become aware of things which are there. Another thing which I regret is that so much time of my life was spent in, you could say, misunderstandings. You know, defending myself when I felt misunderstood. So much time and energy, sometimes even on the email, and I'm so slow with emails. And I felt, well, why do you defend yourself? And someone finds a fault, most probably he's right. And anyways, Krishna will, if it's wrong, then Krishna will help you, so on. There are many things which you can regret where you feel you're not making best use of your time in Krishna consciousness. So this is a very, very, it means to become honestly aware of what's going on, or to, in the language which other devotees like, to take an inventory of what is there. And especially what you did before, and what still, in a way, conditions you and brings a certain response and a certain conditioning. So regret should also be expressed in a positive action when you see that there is a chance that again this same thing happens. Then you should change it. I would like to give my last point for this seminar, a point which I would like to dedicate to His Holiness Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj, because he talked so often about it. And I said before he left his body, I promised that some of the points which are so good I would like to help devotees to become aware of them, as you were taking so much of your time and energy to bring them to the attention. One good quality or emotion which a devotee should cultivate is this forgiveness. In our human heart, there's so much potential for these favorable emotions which wait to be awakened. I would like to give you a verse from the Bhagavatam. The duty of a brahmana is to culture the quality of forgiveness, which is illuminating like the sun. The Supreme Personality of Godhead, Hari, is pleased with those who are forgiving. If you would like to find this reference and look it up and read Srila Prabhupada's purport, it's in the Bhagavatam 9:15, text 40. This forgiveness will help you to unload a lot of negative emotions, like feeling hurt, like feeling bad things towards another person. If you don't unload these negative feelings of feeling hurt and counteracting this with revenge, then it is ultimately you who will suffer. There is an experiment which was presented in Psychology Today. Since we are a little psychological, I will tell this to you. There was a man who was an experiment. A man felt anger for 1 minute, and afterwards he was breathing on a piece of glass. Then they were taking this condensate of the human breath, feeding it to a guinea pig, which died. Now, then they took a man who was super angry. This was only short anger. They really made him angry. I don't know what they did, but he was really loaded up. And he breathed a few times on glass. He had enough poison. He had developed enough poison to kill, I think, like 12 guinea pigs. It was really terrible, you know. He had now to think, you can develop anger and because of other people having hurt you, and you let it go on in your mind, and not be harmed yourself, is as foolish as thinking that you can drink a glass of poison and the other person will get the reaction of the poison, not you. Dear devotees, if you keep this anger and this bitterness and this frustration in your heart, you will get cancer, you will get organ disturbances, you will get so many things, and you will not become a devotee who thinks of Krishna. You will only think of me, 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 not of Krishna. So forgiveness is necessary. It's necessary for yourself, it's necessary for Krishna, for developing your Krishna consciousness. It's also necessary to survive in a community, because there will be disturbances. I would like to end now. I have not gone over time, Maharaj. We all have a 15 minutes extra time because of being late. But I will end now. You know, this time factor is a constant stress in the seminars here. I want to thank you all very much. I want to encourage all of you to go through your notes, either the ones which you have taken on paper, and to then apply something in your life. Please don't leave the seminar without applying things in your life. And please also take note of this one experiment which we did, where we all saw that a principle, by doing a certain activity, the emotion will develop. This is the whole process of sadhana bhakti. We are not yet maybe lovers of Krishna, but we go through the motions of chanting, of worshipping the deity. And by going through the motions, the emotions will come for Krishna. Because they are there. They only have to be released. Just like Prabhupada said to the devotee who said, "I am not humble, Prabhupada," the answer was, "Act as if you are humble." So please learn this little thing from this presentation. I really wish you to see something and gives sense for you, and to apply it in your life. I cannot take questions because we are we are in time frames, but which are limiting, and we have a wonderful and next presentation. Thank you all very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Sisi Gaura ki jai.